Welcome to the Motoring Podcast, your weekly discussion of motoring news. This is episode 59 on Wednesday the 24th of August 2016. Hello, I'm Andrew. And as you can tell, there's no Alan. No, just me this week. Rather than sit here and ask myself how my week's been, I think I should move straight on to the follow-up. And it's an old favourite. Oh yes, you've guessed it. Dieselgate. However, this time, it's not Volkswagen. It's one of their suppliers. It's Bosch. Now, Bosch have been drawn into the lawsuit in San Francisco by being made a defendant. Now, what is being claimed here is that they have, in quotation marks, ingeniously designed defeat devices, thanks to Bosch software, and they were part of the decade-long cheating scandal. So, it's not good news for Bosch. And again, we still have more stuff rumbling on and on. So we'll have to see how that goes and how Bosch deals with this, because I don't suppose they've put anything aside for legal problems. So watch and see on that one. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, Alan and I discussed how the DVLA were being attacked for apparently losing lots of money after scrapping the paper tax disc. Now, Alan and I, when we talked about it, didn't believe that this was the case because we didn't think things such as low emission vehicles and therefore zero or very low tax band had been taken into account. It's very difficult to compare year on year because of the changing VEDs and more people are buying hybrids and non-emission vehicles. But the reason the DVLA have come back and said that there was an apparent drop in income is because from November 2014, people could spread their payments over 12 months rather than pay in the 6 or 12-month periods that we all remember doing. So that's interesting, and once again validates that Alan and I actually are thinking correctly about these things as well. So it's good to see that the DVLA have actually come back and responded to that as well. Right, let's move on to the news. The new news, in fact. Yes, but back to Volkswagen. Not been a good week for Volkswagen. You will have seen it in even mainstream press that they have had to close a couple of their factories and put reduced work hours and send people home, mainly to do with the Passat and Golf production, because they've fallen out with two major suppliers to the point where they had taken these suppliers to court to get them to start resupplying them after they'd stopped. Now, the suppliers are Cartrim and ES Automobile Gus. Sorry, Alan's not here to do the pronouncements this week. I do apologise to everybody who can pronounce words. So, yes, oh dear. But what's happened is they claim that Volkswagen have cancelled their contracts without any warning and without compensation. So they have turned around and said, right, well, we're not going to supply you. Now, as of 2 days ago, everything was still closed. There was still no agreement between the parties. But yesterday, it was announced that following 20 hours of negotiations going overnight, that they had reached agreement now and that the suppliers will resupply the parts and the materials and everything else that they were holding back. So that will mean soon that the production lines will gear back up. And apparently none of this affected any cars that had been sold or ordered up to date. So at the end of the day, at least it's a good outcome. Hopefully this isn't a sign of things to come for Volkswagen, as they did announce that they were going to be having to make significant savings, and it doesn't take a genius to work out that suppliers are going to be one of the routes one of the avenues that they look at. So hopefully this isn't a recurring theme for Volkswagen, otherwise they're going to need to have an army of negotiators to help them out. Right, moving on. In the UK, we're coming up to a bank holiday weekend, and you know what that means. Headlines of dreadful roads, the worst ever roads since last time we had a bank holiday, and they were the worst ever roads since the time before that. However, it is being claimed that this time, because Britain has seen some sunshine briefly, and it's the last long weekend before Christmas, it's expected to be 20-odd million vehicles on the roads for everyone trying to make a getaway. Possibly Brexit might be involved in this as well, as people haven't gone away or won't be going away. So if you are travelling this weekend, good luck to you all, and I hope that your journey is not filled with traffic jams and pain and dreadfulness, and just good luck. Good luck, everyone out there. Please be good. Right, moving on to the next bit of news. And this is that Volvo and Uber are going to be working on a project together where they're going to be developing autonomous driving technologies, is how it's been put. Together, the project will have an investment of $300 million, US dollars, coming from both Volvo and Uber, although it doesn't specify who's paying what. Volvo will be building the vehicles, which will be based on their scalable product architecture, or SPA. It's used on the current XC90, the S and V90s that have just come out as well, or just about to come out in the UK. So it's, you know, it's their latest stuff. And Uber will then buy the vehicles off Volvo. And Uber will use their own self-developed autonomous driving systems. And Volvo will have the same base vehicle and continue to pursue their own autonomous driving technology, with the ultimate aim of fully autonomous driving. So, you know, you're moving on from what we currently have now, and I can't remember which the stage is, to fully get in, let go of the steering wheel, and it takes you around. So, but there has to be changes in the UK laws before we can get there, although the government is working on that. So this is interesting from a couple of points of view. The first is, you know, it's directly helping Uber, which a lot of companies are desperately trying to do, or are setting up sort of, or investing in competition to Uber. So that's interesting. But one thing that I'm sure won't be lost on some people is that obviously Volvo's owners are Chinese. And so the announcements that Uber has given up on China may be a bit premature, because their contacts will possibly allow them another way back in. So we shall have to watch this space with interest. Moving on to an article that came across in Jalopnik, and it is that researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology have found a way to recycle certain types of carbon fibre. Now, this particular type is uses a unique epoxy called vitrimer epoxy, which helps give the shape to the composite, apparently. It's all very technical, as far as I'm concerned, being a very thick person. So Jalopnik fortunately breaks it down into very simple language, so you'll be able to find the article in the show notes. Click the link. But what they've done is they used alcohol to help strip off the epoxy, which then means they can get at the carbon fibre itself and then help to reshape it again. So with carbon fibre, which as car lovers we all really like, not just strips on our dashboard, but we like the idea of it because it will helps bring lightness and strength to different parts of the car. But also, what is a problem from this process, and one of the reasons it is so expensive, is there's a lot of waste. So if we can recycle a lot of what is wasted, if not all of it, then that brings the cost down, which then means it can be used in more by more mainstream manufacturers, which then makes it more viable in the normal day-to-day cars that we, as normal punters, will be able to use. So hopefully that's the start of something very interesting on that side of things. Now, I know it's a little bit early to be thinking of Christmas presents, but when we have Bentley in mind, it's never too early, really, is it? And fortunately, they've come up trumps again. With the Lindley Hamper, which has been designed by Mulliner, this is a perfect gift for anyone who has a Bentayga. If you want to go out and you want to enjoy a picnic or just dining al fresco, it's wonderful. It has all your needs in it and will fit wonderfully well into the back of your Bentayga. So if you have anyone out there who has nearly everything in the universe, so therefore you struggle to think what to buy them, perhaps you could try the Lindley Hamper. So if you are interested in that or want to giggle, go to the show notes. The link will be there and you can have a laugh. And that is thanks to Alan, who, despite his absence, still manages to bring bad taste to this podcast. Whilst you take a moment to digest that, I'm going to take a quick break here, and that's in which I am going to appeal to the goodness of your heart, dear listener. Whilst for some of you who I know listen, it may be deeper down than for others, I do know there is still goodness in there. And I'm asking you to use this positive force to leave a lovely rating and review for the Motoring Podcast on iTunes or whichever podcast app you use. As we keep saying, the effects of you doing so are not just to give us a warm, fuzzy feeling that people actually enjoy what we do, but it also helps others to see the podcast by making sure that we are placed higher in the charts. And we could even get on New and Noteworthy, which is the main way in which people stumble across a new podcast to them. So please help us out and help others find us by leaving this fantastically worded review that you're going to do and a wonderful 5-star rating. And you will be eternally thanked, mentally eternally thanked from us, with occasional nods to you on the podcast. But it does actually make a big difference. So if you could do that, we would really, really appreciate it. And I shall now resume the news with the slightly bizarre news that Think, T-H exclamation N-K, showed a picture of their electric car with as a convertible, saying that it's coming soon. Now, I don't know if you remember Think, but I thought they'd died and gone away. They've been so quiet for so long. So it's this very small, almost the size of a Smart, well, probably smaller than a Smart 4, but sort of a slightly stretched Smart 2. With odd looks at the front, really small wheelbase. Please check out the show notes because, like I say, it's very, very tricky to describe this oddity to you. I mean, I'm not sure on... I mean, it must have some fantastic safety features in there to give it decent NCAP ratings, which we'll hopefully see soon. But, yeah, I don't think I'll be rushing to try one of those out. Not really. Talking of electric vehicles, you've possibly heard in the last 24 hours or so that Tesla have a new battery pack, and therefore they have new cars to reveal, which is the Tesla model, or new model, not new cars, but new versions of their models. So the Model S, P100D, and the Model X Rangers will be getting these 100 kilowatt per hour battery packs. With the Model S, this will then make it the fastest accelerating car currently on sale, because it can do 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds, making it 0.7 seconds faster than the McLaren F1. And with the Porsche 918 and the LaFerrari sold out, we are getting into semantics of who is fastest. Anyway, what it is going to be is pretty rapid. So, and that will be in ludicrous mode. People are able to upgrade cars already on order. So for another $10,000, you can upgrade from a P90D to a P100D. And existing P90Ds can get P100Ds by shelling out another $20,000, because they'll need a new new battery, new power stuff, and it helps to pay for the cost of recycling. There's been no UK pricing yet confirmed. Within all this, though, as well, the autopilot cost has gone up as well, $500. But what you're looking at is a range of over 300 miles as well, which is good. I mean, the more the speed side of things, well, yeah, okay. That makes great headlines, but it's more the range, isn't it, that we're after? We want the range for as long as it can go in a usable way. So to get over 300 miles now, that's great. You know, it's the next step on this journey. So that's good. So we'll move from one exclusive-ish vehicle to another, and Ford have announced that if you weren't lucky enough to get your own GT of the latest run, don't worry, they have extended the production run another couple of years, so you still get a chance. So, yes. I think basically you're going to have to reapply and see if you're... new application or reapplication will be handpicked. So, I mean, that's great news for Ford. They've done a great job in making people desire it even more than, I mean, it looks fantastic. It's done well on the racetrack. Tying in with games like Forza will have done it no harm whatsoever. So they've done a great job of getting people to really, really want it, to the point where lots of people are very disappointed when they've applied that they couldn't get it. So not all hope is lost yet is the short answer there. So, well, that's about it this week, actually. There is no list this week, so there will be no top 10s or top 25s as of last week, I'm afraid. People have gone quiet on the old awards this time of year. I presume many people are on holiday. So I will round out with the news that a ukulele band has written a song about the Toyota Verso. Okay, don't see, we look at all aspects connected with the motoring world here, people. You know, no stone is left unturned. No avenue is not driven down, and no dead end is not happily explored. So please click on the link in the show notes where you can hear about the grand old Uke of York. Oh, very, very good name, that. Where they've written about the vehicle that was loaned to them by a Toyota to get them... To allow them to get to gigs. As it says here on the Motoring Research article, across Yorkshire and beyond. But what they will be at Carfest South this weekend. So if you're there, they'll be on the Wigwam stage on Sunday. So do go check them out. Because anybody who's prepared to do that, I mean, congratulations. So... with that, I will just ask quickly once again, if you could remember to go and leave a rating and review, that would be wonderful. And between now and next week, when Alan hopefully is in a position where the internet allows him to communicate with me, so you don't just have to listen to me droning on, do feel free to give us any feedback or share your thoughts. With the @motoringpodcast Twitter handle. On Instagram, on at Motoring Podcast, where I know that Alan is putting out a picture a day, at least. They're on Facebook as well. And you can go to the hub of our universe, which is motoringpodcast.com. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do that on Twitter, where I can be found as at Crack Windscreen. And if you want to get in touch with Alan personally, again, Twitter is your best bet, where he is at AJP Bradley. And that's it this week. So until we're back next week, I've been Andrew Clues. He's not been Alan Bradley. And safe motoring.